This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have been looking at the practical dynamics that surface in the process of being sanctified, as described in Romans 7. Paul concluded there is only one who could rescue him from discouragement, despair, and defeat. That one is Jesus Christ our Lord. Having affirmed this source of victory, he concludes the chapter as follows. So then, I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in the sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin. This sounds like victory does not remove the tension between commitment to God and his ways and the pull of the flesh, the law of sin. There is a continuing war going on. That doesn't sound much like victory, but it is a part of the practical dynamics of living the Christian life and the process of sanctification. If that were all that was going on, it could be frustrating. Fortunately, Paul doesn't conclude the book of Romans here. In verse 1 of chapter 8, he continues his explanation by introducing the powerful potential of God's actions and provisions. Therefore, he says, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If you are committed to God and his ways and relying upon Jesus Christ our Lord, even though you experience the pull of the law of sin, you are not under condemnation. The foreboding cloud of condemnation is not to be feared. You are safe in Jesus. And more, Paul affirms in verse 2, through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Paul here introduces the powerful potential of the ministry of the Holy Spirit to make us what God wants us to be.